When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
What happened?
She doesn't... What? Are you new here? What just happened? She starts... We're on the air. She goes, you guys, and I wasn't looking at you. I have no idea what happened. And goes, oh, we're on the air.
Well, because I couldn't hear the air in my ear. I could just hear Vegas East. And then I looked up at the monitor and was like, oh, there I am. We're on television. And
nationally.
Radio. Nationally, yeah.
All over the country.
I was just chatting with Vegas East, you know?
Yeah, a lot of airports, including Newark Airport. Shout out to Chris Carlin.
Yeah.
On his way to Vegas. On his way to Detroit for the draft. And put out there, denim jacket, hoodie. Will Adebko Radio make any deviation in his wardrobe in Detroit? Stick to your board, Evan. I mean, we have had this discussion. I did bring this up. I have packed... Did I pack anything other than this? The jacket hoodie combo. We will find out.
Oh, what
tomorrow.
A deep, what a deep tease.
Yeah, everybody's going to be waiting for that. A reminder that Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle broadcasting live beginning tomorrow from Detroit's new home for sports, ESPN Bet, Hollywood Casino, Greektown. I mean, like, this has become my thing. I didn't know it was going to be my thing, but I like the hoodie jacket combo. What do you want me to say?
When you wear the same thing every single day, how did you not suspect it was going to become your thing?
I didn't plan on wearing the same thing every single day. It just kind of fell in my lap a little bit because you guys were horrific to me and shamed me for wearing a button-down shirt one day, and it really has gotten in my head, and I have an entire closet filled with button-down shirts that I cannot wear because of you
Hold
and Canty.
On. Hold up. Pump the brakes here.
No.
We did not shame you for the button-down
yes,
shirt.
Yes, you did.
You had worn a jacket hoodie combo for like 2 straight months and then one day walked in with a button-down on. It was a little jarring.
No.
It was a little jarring.
We had not established the jacket hoodie combo at that point.
It was established.
No.
Yes, it was.
No. No, it wasn't. It became established because of the jacket. No, because of the shame.
Because of the shame.
I bought all these new shirts for this show that I can't wear. So I don't know what to do with these shirts now.
You know what's cool is you actually can wear them because who cares what Canty and I have to say about
me,
your wardrobe.
Me? I care. That's the problem.
You should just wear whatever you feel good in, Evan.
It's like the airplane all over again.
Yes.
You stop caring so much about what other people think.
But I care. I actually do feel good in the jacket hoodie combo. That's the thing.
Well, it is freezing in here. Layers are important.
Then keep rocking it. If you feel comfortable and you play well with what you're wearing, go ahead.
Okay, guys, but...
Well, that hasn't been determined yet. I'll know
soon. Hold on, though. We're on the precipice of warmer weather. This is a lot of layers, heavy layers.
Mm.
In July, are you going to be coming in here with a hoodie-jacket combo? And, by the way, with full pants, because you can't wear shorts with that combo up top. You'd have to wear full
wear
pants.
Shorts to work,
yeah,
can
you
we?
Can't wear shorts to work. Yeah.
Well, I would wear... A dress.
A skirt yeah. and dress are different than shorts.
Also, you would rather
guys shorts? Can't wear shorts to work.
No.
I don't know a single business that a guy can wear shorts. Like that's like a 9-to-5 kind of business.
Wow. Who
you
knew?
Don't realize?
Yeah,
that?
But Michelle,
no, I don't really pay attention.
But you're
to what
not. It's a cold now.
You just broke down my entire outfit. You can't actually say that.
Once the AC's kicking, because of the how hot it's going to be, it's still going to be cold in that studio.
Yeah, that's a good point. But he still then has to exit the studio and go about his day. And he's wearing 2 heavy layers in July.
So I could probably, maybe, by then, hopefully, get...
F-coats, yeah. Rocking a polo shirt. I mean...
Well, oh, I could polo. Do polo jacket or
V-neck
T-shirt.
Cannot
V-neck
do a
T-shirt.
Polo jacket.
But again, you don't care what guys wear.
I'm helping you out as a friend.
But you just said you don't care what people wear, and you were disgusted at the thought of me wearing a polo shirt and a jacket.
A polo and a jacket? Double collar? What is this, 07? Are we taking Jaeger bombs and listening to the Ying Yang Twins? It's a hard no, Evan.
Hey, little mom, let me whisper in your ear.
No, stop. Stop.
That was good. You got to be fair.
Was it?
I mean, it was pretty quick. Was it not?
I, too, know the Ying Yang Twin songs.
Thanks, Smalls. All righty then. Last night, NBA action all around the league, three games. And Pat Riley always says, series doesn't start until a road team wins. So the Indiana-Milwaukee series and Dallas-Clippers series started last night with Indiana getting a win on the road at Milwaukee, Dallas getting a win on the road at the Clippers, with Kawhi playing in that game last night for the Clippers, which did surprise me. And then Phoenix losing to Minnesota. That series, by that moniker, has not started yet, as Minnesota's up 2-0 in that series. It seems very unlikely that they, being the Suns, are going to be able to come back from 2-0 down. They've never done such a thing in their franchise's history, 14-0. Or 0-14 all time when they're down 0-2. So those are your series from last night. But Smalls, we're a day away from the draft.
We are.
So I have a few who says no for you.
Draft scenarios.
No, a clothing that we're going to trade. No, yes, draft scenarios okay. Here. Who says no? Now, we don't normally see three-way deals in the NFL. So this could be a deal where I propose two trades happening that I'm folding into a three-way deal. I want to also preface this by saying, if I were the New England Patriots, the team that I currently root for, yes, I put currently as an awful fan because I will go wherever Belichick goes, that I would take Drake May, who's going to join us in a half hour, at number 3 overall, and I wouldn't think about it. I would just not make this move. But where there's smoke, there seems to be fire.
Mm-hmm.
So here's
mm-hmm.
the deal I'm going to pitch to you and everyone out there.
Okay, I'm ready.
A three-way deal between New England, Minnesota, and the Chargers. All right?
Ooh, okay.
The Patriots would get the 5th pick in the draft, and Minnesota's first round pick in 2025. The Chargers would get the 11th pick overall and the 23rd pick overall by way of Minnesota, and Minnesota would get number 3. So what happens here? So basically New England is at number 5. They then, if you believe that Arizona will take Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4 overall, and you believe Minnesota at 3 overall will take Drake May, which they will in this scenario, New England would be able to draft J.J. McCarthy, number 5 overall, quarterback from Michigan, as well as pick up an extra first-round pick next year. So they need help across their roster? Check. They get 2 first-rounders, one this year, one next year. They need quarterback that can develop long-term? Check. They get J.J. McCarthy. That's the reasoning there. The Chargers. I have said all along that they are the team that I would operate if I'm them as if I'm a really good team. They're not a really good team. We know that. But what do really good teams have?
A quarterback and a head coach.
And what does this team have?
A quarterback and a head coach.
So I would operate as if I'm really good. I don't need to draft a quarterback despite Smalls taking a look at the ESPN bet odds and just floating the concept of J.J. McCarthy, maybe, possibly.
That movement on the line was interesting.
I think it's more for the pick than the slot, than the player and the team. But, okay, maybe, who knows, right? So if you're the Chargers, you get to 11-23. By the way, let's just say, for argument's sake, there's a team out there that really wants Michael Penix mm-hmm. and is looking at the Raiders at 13 and saying they may draft Michael Penix. If you operate as if you're good, you can do a million different things. I think the Chargers could trade down again after that and stockpile more picks and replenish the depth on that team. So the Chargers would get 11-23, or they stay there and they draft a lineman and a wide receiver in those two spots. Mm-hmm. And the Vikings, who Damian Woody sat here with us moments ago and said that they are poised more than any other team to insert a rookie quarterback at some point over the course of next year or the year after as a second-year player with all the weapons around him, they get Drake May at number 3 overall. So again, Patriots get the 5th pick and a 25 first from Minnesota. These are proposed fake deals that we're giving you here. The Chargers get 11-23. The Vikings get the 3rd overall pick this year. Who says no, Smalls?
The Chargers say yes.
Okay. Because they don't need a quarterback.
They don't need a quarterback, and they get 2 picks. So this is a win for them. Minnesota certainly says yes, because if they're targeting Drake May, they want to get up to number 3. So they get what they want. If I'm New England, I say no.
Why?
Because if Drake May is that good, why would you pass on him? I know that Damian just said the infrastructure is not really in place for New England to be able to bring in a rookie quarterback and have him succeed at the outset. Not like Minnesota is. That seems like more of a turnkey offense, more of a turnkey situation for a rookie quarterback. But if I'm New England, I am transitioning out of a very successful era with Bill Belichick. I know the last couple years left something to be desired, but you are turning over a new leaf in a big way, and you desperately need a quarterback. You don't know what is going to happen in next year's draft. You don't know that you're going to be in a position to take a quarterback of the caliber of Drake May. You don't know how, as Jerry Jones would say, the leaves are going to fall heading into next year. If Drake May...
I love how we say we don't understand it, yet we're using it to our advantage now. The falling leaves. Got
obviously.
It. Okay.
If Drake May is that good, and so many people that we have talked to, including CeCe, who is on the draft coverage for ESPN Radio, who is so high on Drake May, if you think that he is a franchise quarterback, you cannot pass up on him, regardless of what you're offering.
I agree with you, but I just think, and I think CeCe has definitely convinced both of us, like, this is where New England should go because of how good he could potentially be. But, that trade to me could happen. That is not a crazy deal to think that those two trades or one could happen. Now, this one, my second one for you, in a proposed trade of who says no, is a little bit harder, I think, to wrap your brain around that both teams would say yes, but I don't know how crazy it is. So here we go.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears have the first pick in the draft, Caleb Williams. They also have the ninth pick in the draft. Now, a reminder to people, because I do think this is important to point out. The first pick is Carolina's pick, meaning the Bears weren't that horrific last year to get the first pick in the draft.
Especially down the stretch.
Especially down the stretch. Exactly right. Their pick is the ninth pick. That's the one that they, quote unquote, earned by going, 7-10 last year. So meaning one or two games better this year puts them right around 500. We don't have that anymore. Or 9-8, a winning record. That's not too much to ask going from 7 wins to 9 wins
not at all.
So what if I told you the Chicago Bears, who think they're going to be good, and who knows about the long-term viability of the people running the franchise if they're not good, what if the Bears said to the Arizona Cardinals, we'll give you the ninth pick in the draft, and we'll give you our first rounder next year? Again, they're assuming that's going to be a better pick for the fourth pick in the draft. So what happens here? The Cardinals probably want a weapon for Kyler Murray to throw to. Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers, some of these guys potentially, that's Washington and LSU respectively there, could still be available at number 9 overall. And they, in essence, short the Bears and say, we don't actually believe you're going to be good. We could have another top 10 pick next year from you. And the Bears say, we know quarterbacks are going to go 1, 2, 3. We're going to contribute to that, but at 4... Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be there. Keenan Allen's on the books for 1 year. Yeah. You have DJ Moore. And Keenan Allen is then the mentor for Marvin Harrison Jr. and DJ Moore for a year. And if he loves it there and everybody loves it together, you sign him back for less money. And you those three guys as your wide receivers for Caleb Williams to throw to. And you have big, beefy tackles to protect him. Who says no, Smalls?
If I'm the Bears, I absolutely make this deal. I know it's a heavy price to pay, but Marvin Harrison Jr. is awesome. He seems like one of the guys that is going to translate pretty quickly to the pro level. And if I'm Chicago and I've already made some really shrewd moves this offseason to put Caleb Williams in a position to succeed, why wouldn't I add another weapon to his arsenal on offense? If I'm the Chicago Bears, I'm doing everything I can to maximize this rookie contract with Caleb Williams. Because if he's the guy that we all anticipate him to be, he's going to be pretty expensive down the road. So you need to make sure that you try to capitalize on that rookie deal and win while he is in a softer landing spot financially. But if I'm Arizona, despite getting that first round pick next year, I'm kind of in a similar position. I've dedicated myself to Kyler Murray. He's getting the money. Why wouldn't I fortify the offense around him and give him somebody in Marvin Harrison Jr. that feels like he could make an impact right away?
I'm glad you said it that way. The reason you make that deal if you're Arizona is how sold can you really, truly be on Kyler Murray? And if you have two first rounders next year, you give yourself a much better chance of getting a quarterback next year. Kyler Murray has this year, and that's it, in my opinion. Like, if he's not great this year, he's not the quarterback long term. Mm-hmm. And if you enter next year with your first rounder and the Bears' first rounder, you become that team. If you're stinky, you're there to draft yourself after your own pick. If not, you become the Minnesota team, right, that has the 11-23 that could do something with it. That's why you do that if you're Arizona. All right, coming up, ESPN NFL analyst Booger McFarland will join us next. Talk draft. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Booger McFarland, ESPN NFL analyst, does a phenomenal job, was in studio with us last week and kind enough to join us again here, along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, with you, CC, back with us tomorrow from Detroit, brought to us by True Green and ESPN Bet. All right, Booger, we know 1 and 2 is pretty much set at this point. We know it's going to be Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, 1 and 2. What do we think happens at 3? We know it's going to be Drake May, but who do you think is going to draft him?
Well, I think it's either going to be New England or Minnesota. I think those are the two teams most likely, based on New England being there at 3 and Minnesota having the most draft capital right now with those two first-round picks, one they got from the Houston Texans. So I think there's a high probability, as you said, that Drake May goes 3. And that if New England doesn't take him, it's Minnesota who takes 11, 23, and maybe something from next year to come up and swap with New England and take Drake May. And it honestly would be the best situation for any of the quarterbacks to go to Minnesota, because you're going to have Justin Jefferson, presumably he gets a new contract, Jordan Addison, Kevin O'Connell, the play caller there in Minnesota, is highly regarded as one of the most innovative play callers. Just look at what he did with Kirk Cousins and what kind of season he had. So if Drake May does go 3, I think his camp would probably prefer to go to Minnesota than New England.
Well, in that scenario, Booger, if the Vikings get their guy and Drake May is off the board, there's still a lot of quarterback needy teams out there, which leaves J.J. McCarthy seemingly up next in the quarterback rankings. Where do you think he ends up?
Yeah, that's going to be a tricky one. I think J.J., would probably be the fourth quarterback off the board. Denver would seem likely. You know, if New England trades with Minnesota in that scenario, so now New England goes to 11, Denver is at 12, so New England would have to trade. Denver would have to trade up ahead of New England to get to that spot, which I think at that point you're going to start to see a lot of activity. I think realizing once the first three quarterbacks go off the board, then it's a race for J.J. McCarthy, and then the race is for the guy who you like between Bo Nix and Michael Penix. By the way, some people are really warming up to the idea of Michael Penix being the fifth quarterback going ahead of Bo Nix. It's amazing how this whole draft process, we thought we were going to see it one way, and everyone was concerned about the injury history of Michael Penix with the two ACLs and the shoulder. But as time has gone on, I think some teams have gotten more comfortable. And I think the tape is just there for Michael Penix Jr. And so I think it goes the top three, then J.J., and then Michael Penix, and then Bo Nix may be sliding to the second round.
Booger, where are you on the "this team is not ready for a quarterback" debate? I feel like we've had that this year more than ever before in our conversations about football, and I think a lot of it is playing the results of C.J. Stroud, right? Like, hey, look at the Texans. They didn't draft a quarterback those previous years in between Watson and Stroud, and now they got Stroud. Are you a believer that teams are not ready for quarterbacks?
Yeah, you know what it's like, Evan? It's like saying, yeah, you know, you got married and now, you know, we're ready to have kids. I mean, kids just kind of happen. I mean, there's really never a perfect time to have them. When you get them, you adjust to them, and it's amazing how life goes on. It's the same way with these teams at quarterback. Like, if you're waiting for the perfect time, let me get the offensive line, let me get the wide receivers, let me get everything in my building straight, and then get the quarterback. Like, that never happens that way. When you have an opportunity, and when the opportunity presents itself, go ahead and pick your quarterback, and then you figure it out around it. There is no such thing, in my opinion, as the team is not ready to get. Like, in life, we're not ready for a lot of things, but when things happen, you adjust and you move forward. And I feel like these teams have to do the same thing with the quarterback.
Absolutely, Booger. But under that thought process, then, are the Patriots being short-sighted if they potentially trade out of that number three spot if Drake May is on the board, even though they seemingly don't have the infrastructure that a team like the Vikings does to have the rookie quarterback succeed? If he's supposed to be the guy that a lot of people have projected him to be, shouldn't the Patriots just roll the dice and take him there?
The Patriots should take him there. They should take the quarterback there. Like, when we talk about the infrastructure, we're talking about having more weapons around him. Well, guess what? Minnesota hadn't always had those weapons. They had to go draft and get them. And so, you know, you got to pick the quarterback, and then you go get the requisite weapons that the quarterback needs, and you can build your team that way. So this isn't just about a one-year snapshot. Like, this is not just about, hey, can a quarterback be successful next year? This is about that guy being successful for the next decade. So regardless whether he has the best rookie year, like, it doesn't matter. All that doesn't matter. Sure, we would love to have him have some instant success, but it doesn't always happen that way. So don't look at this in a vacuum. If you're New England, understand that this is about the long term, the next 10, 15 years. Take the quarterback and figure it out after that.
We're talking with Booger McFarland, of course, ESPN NFL analyst, college football analyst, all football analysts here with us on Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, Booger, if you were running the draft, one thing that you want to see happen, that you're sitting back and saying, I really like this player, I want him on this team, not about rooting interest, just overall, this guy's really good, and if he went there, he'd be great.
Oh, I can give you a couple, man. Dallas Turner to Atlanta. I think every guy that's ever been on mock draft this year has put Dallas Turner in Atlanta because it's such an easy fit. They're a team that needs pass rush, and he's probably the cleanest edge rusher in the draft. Leiatu Latu may be the best, but you got the medical history with the neck. So I think Dallas Turner to Atlanta. Byron Murphy the second, defensive tackle going to Cincinnati or Seattle. Like, I think that's a perfect fit. Johnny Newton to Los Angeles after Aaron Donald has retired. Like, that seems like a really good fit. And to me, the last one is the New Orleans Saints drafting an offensive tackle. I think the biggest non-surprise in this draft will be the Saints taking a tackle because of what's going on with Ryan Ramczyk and his injury and Trevor Penning hasn't panned out. I think the New Orleans Saints taking a tackle is not going to be a shock to anyone.
Booger, while we're playing this hypothetical matchmaker game, if you could put Brock Bowers on any team, where would you have him go? He seems like a guy that can make an impact right away.
Indianapolis. I think when you have Anthony Richardson, you sign Michael Pittman Jr. back, and you're going to go all in on this quarterback. He's coming off an injury last year, so you want to get him some more weapons where he doesn't have to run the football and throw and feel like he's got to do it all. So give him a target across the middle where he can throw the football, kind of a safety valve. And we all know a quarterback's best friend is a really good tight end, even though Bowers is more than a tight end. He's more of a weapon. But give the Indianapolis Colts Brock Bowers. It seems to be a perfect fit in what they want to do and how they want to build an offense around Anthony Richardson.
Booger, let's finish with this. 1 year ago today, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. That trade happens. We know the Packers would do it again. Do you think the Jets would?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we always look at this in a very, very short-sighted vacuum, and that's not the way to look at it. If Aaron Rodgers plays the next 2 years and he's played two out of the 3 years, then if you're the Jets, you got to feel like it's a success because who else are you going to get? I mean, they've already shipped out Zach Wilson, and let's just play this out. Let's say they don't trade for Aaron Rodgers. Is Zach Wilson still your quarterback? It's highly likely, and we know how that's going to go. So, yeah, if the trade is proposed, you still make it realizing that if I got two out of 3 years of Aaron Rodgers, would I make the trade? Absolutely.
Booger, always great talking. We appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Take it easy. And y'all keep your shoes on the plane and make sure y'all...
Nobody takes their shoes off. It's amazing. I'm getting accused of taking my shoes off. I don't think I've ever done it. Ever. Just saying. Thank you, Booger.
Later.
All right, there's Booger McFarland. Now I'm the shoe off on the plane guy. And I've never actually done that.
If the shoe fits...
You must have quit. Okay. I'm just saying. I do love a beautiful lawn. That I love. And thank you to True Green, because that is how my lawn gets to be beautiful. True Green, they're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. So we all know those are some nice greens, right? So just imagine what they could do to your lawn, that you bring them to your house. They're taking care of your lawn. All you have to do is mow your lawn and water your lawn. It's green. It's beautiful. You're inviting people over. They're saying, whoa, how does this lawn look this good? And you're going to tell them True Green. All you got to do, water and mow, and they'll take care of the rest. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 30th, you get one application free. Visit True Green, that's TRUGREEN.com, for the best lawn at the best price guaranteed. Restrictions apply. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Today's a big day. We are traveling to Detroit for the draft. We are looking forward to it, of course. And in preps for the draft, Michelle Smallman felt the need to print a Bible. And we have it here. It's been sitting here all show long.
No, that's your copy because I'm a good teammate and also printed out the notes for you.
Wait, these are just mine?
Those are yours. I put them at your seat for a reason. Mine are already in my bag, highlighted.
Explain what happened yesterday.
So we are heading out to Detroit, as Evan mentioned, for the draft
today. Shout out to True Green and ESPN Bet.
Shout out to True Green and ESPN Bet, absolutely. And in advance of our trip, I wanted to make sure that all of my notes were printed and arranged correctly so that when we get to Detroit, I already have it handled. I don't have to worry about finding a printer, anything. I cannot print here at the Seaport. For some reason, I don't have access to a printer. So we have to ask Killer Mike, as he's affectionately known on the show, to print things for us. So I sent him some stat packets. I sent him some links of things that I wanted. And we had a set printed out for Evan as well.
Yeah. There's about 1,000 pages of stuff. Because Mike comes in here. Mike is in charge of the entire operation here. And Smalls asks him to print. I say, hey, do me a favor. If you mind printing me a copy as well, because Nuno sent us these notes. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that this is probably over 1,000 pages worth of stuff, I think.
I'm thorough. I want to be prepared.
Well,
this is a really big deal. I want to make sure that I know what we're talking about. Whatever prospect we're talking about, I've got my highlighted notes. I'm ready to go.
I get it, but it's a little much, is it not?
I think it's just enough.
It's a lot, but you know how we would alleviate this issue of printing all that stuff? If you guys actually signed on to our SIG site, and you'd have access to all that stuff.
But I want it printed, Nuno, so that I can highlight things. I'm a child of the 90s. I like to write my notes. I love to highlight my notes. I have neon cards that I have things written
on. Do you use different color highlighters? Like,
you better believe it, a purple one and a green one.
What's purple for? What's green for? Is there specific things? Is it like sport based or?
No.
Okay. Just whatever you're in the
like
mood.
Like, I usually go every other. So if we're, let's say the packet is in draft order. So I will highlight notes for the Bears in green. The next one for Washington, I will go in purple and I'll alternate.
You're a highlight alternator. Interesting.
Yeah, because if it's all the same color as I'm looking through my 1,000 pieces of paper trying to get what I need to get, I could quite easily think it's all for the Bears if it's all in purple now, or green or whatever.
Nuno just brought something up. As long as we're going here, the last time we were in Vegas East, aka Bristol, Connecticut, you said specifically, hey, we're all going to go over all of this stuff.
I did.
And we never did that, did we not?
No, we did not.
So then you can't really put that back on us, can you?
Yeah, take control of your own life, Evan.
Wow, but Pat defending Nuno, a rarity.
Boy, Pat's had it out for me today. Man, oh, man.
No, yeah,
just
that,
because
that was my bad.
Just because. Here's what Pat is annoyed with me. Because I have issues, obviously. Everyone does. But he has noticed one thing. He's noticed the idea that I would not feel comfortable asking someone for help on a plane to put up my overhead compartment stuff. And he thinks that that is way deeper than just, I don't want somebody to have to waste their time in helping me. And now he has taken it out on Nuno, or me, by way of Nuno not actually doing the thing he said he was going to do, which is rare for Nuno, because Nuno always says what he's going to do and does it.
But in Nuno's defense, when we were in Bristol, a.k.a. Vegas East, we had a lot of stuff that we had to accomplish.
Right.
We had meetings. We had a dinner. There was a bunch of stuff that we had to do, so I could see how getting us to log in and go through all of this stuff might have slipped through the cracks.
Well, yeah, and by the way, I mean, because you guys have tried the first time you were up here at Vegas East, right, like to get on their stuff. It was kind of tough. I mean, heck, I'm having issues trying to get into some of my stuff right now because, like, apparently, like, my password needs to be changed and it's not safe. I said heck. You know, my password needs to be changed, and any type of suggestions, it tells me it's just inappropriate. I don't understand why, but yeah.
Wait, are you using your password?
Wait a second. Your passwords have been deemed inappropriate?
Yeah, and literally, they're not. Like, that's the funniest part. And it's just like, there's some restrictions. I'm just beyond frustrated. These guys can tell you, like,
I am now dying to know what he puts in as his passwords. Like, in my head, Nuno would be like, go Big Blue 42 or something like that, right? Like, he's such a big Giants fan.
No, it'd be like, fire Portugal's manager.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Are you suggesting to fire people by way of your passwords?
No, but I will say, like, part of some of them might have to do with, like, my sports teams, and it's just, like, inappropriate. I think
Nuno, what's your mom's maiden name for no reason in particular?
I don't think that worked. Like, I'm answering my security questions, which I know are right, and it's telling me, nah, they're wrong. Like, that's where we're at this point in time. It's telling me my security questions are wrong, and I know they're right.
That happened to me, too. It's like, where were you born? And I typed it in. It was like, incorrect answer. I'm like, that's where I was born. Sometimes it's if you put a space at the end, it's very tricky.
All right. Adam Schefter has a couple of interesting reports, by the way, that he just put out. Drake May is going to join us in less than 10 minutes here. So, Schefty, our show ombudsman, listen back to the first hour of the show, the 6 a.m. Eastern hour, and an amazing moment from Schefter happened. It's awesome. Anyway, he said Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy headed into the last year of his contract has hired agent Don Yee to represent him. Yee represents Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, and Tom Brady, amongst others. Smalls, read into that. Go ahead. Reckless speculation
that he feels like he may need an agent to negotiate a new deal for him, potentially in a new location, or to help him search for a new football home after the conclusion of this season.
That's juicy. All right, Drake May, top three pick in the draft, is going to join us next. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome,
so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
NFL Draft tomorrow. All the coverage here on ESPN Radio, ESPN Television, ABC. And a name you will hear very early on in the process, UNC quarterback Drake May, and he joins us now. Drake, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Aloha, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you. All right, you are here on behalf of, tell us, fill in the blank, sell us something right now, Drake May. Let's go. You're in the business now of a marketing machine, Drake. Tell us.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, Courtyard by Marriott. I'm here actually in the Courtyard Inner Circle. I'm here to check out the draft, and actually – I was in the middle of some social and just hanging out with the Courtyard. And next thing you know, they surprised 10 of my hometown friends and teammates and family. Surprised me here. So they brought them to Detroit. And that's just kind of what Courtyard by Marriott does. They fuel the passion of NFL fans through travel. And that's kind of what it did, fuel my passion. I've been worried about the draft and football. And they just surprised me with, you know, 10 of my closest buddies and friends and even some of my family. So it was pretty sweet. It was an awesome experience, and surprised that none of my buddies, you know, ruined the surprise. So it was pretty sweet.
So did you think that they would have? Are your friends the type of friends that would let something like that slip, Drake?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I got my friends, especially some of my football teammates. Yeah, they can't hold a secret, you know, to save their lives. So it's pretty impressive that they did that. And I got some of my brothers and parents that even were along with the surprise. So just kind of end up working out, and it was pretty special.
Well, Drake, we're getting ready to fly to Detroit after our show today. We're going to be there at the draft with you. And as I'm looking at you, the stage is behind you. And I keep thinking about this. You guys are on the precipice of your dreams coming true tomorrow night. You've got your friends there. You've got your family there. What are your emotions like knowing that tomorrow night you're going to hear your name called and you're going to the NFL?
Yeah, just trying to embrace it. You know, you watch all those drafts growing up, seeing all those, the first round picks walk up on the stage and kind of greeting, Commissioner Goodell, and kind of from here, just kind of surreal, especially sitting here, getting a kind of a preview, being here and having everybody kind of from my family and friends in one spot to enjoy a special moment of my life. Just something you always dream of. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on Thursday.
Drake, you mentioned Goodell. Handshake, bro hug. Have we thought about what we're doing when we get on stage at all?
Yeah. Nah, I think kind of D-line, O-line things to pick them up and hug them. I'll probably just a normal interaction, probably like a dap and an embrace. I don't know what you call it. Just kind of a one arm and feel kind of go with the flow. Right? You can't predict it. That makes it awkward. Just don't make it awkward.
All right. Before we get into the football stuff, Will Levis famously, before the draft, we learned that he puts mayonnaise in coffee. He eats a banana whole without peeling it off. What's the Drake May? What's the one thing that the people in the inner circle that you break, that they surprise you with, would say to us, he's so weird because he does X, Y, and Z?
I mean, I eat ketchup with my steak and eggs. That's about it. I don't do much, hopefully don't do too many, weird things. But I eat ketchup with steak. I know it's kind of offensive to chefs, but that's kind of, I grew up in the South a little bit. I know it's disappointing, but that's what it is.
I don't know. Patrick Mahomes does that too. So great quarterback. Yeah. And steak with ketchup, apparently, Drake. Well, as you
exactly.
mentioned,
my whole –
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. My whole family does it, so just kind of grew up doing it. So.
Okay, I love that. Well, as you mentioned, you've been going through this process. You have been meeting with a lot of different people. You've been in a lot of different locations. You've been meeting with some of your fellow draftees. You've been meeting with front office executives, head coaches. Who's one person that you've met throughout this process that really made an impression on you?
That's a great question. I saw him at the combine, and I kind of will see him here at the draft. I think Rome Odunze, he's been awesome. I think I kind of got to share through some common experiences and get to be around him a good bit. And not only is a great player, he's a better person off the field. So excited to see where he goes. And the best thing is, Caleb and those guys and JJ, those guys in my class in high school, kind of being around them in high school at the Elite 11 and all that, and kind of coming full circle. To now be at the draft, and I know JJ's not here, but Caleb was here, so it'll be pretty sweet to kind of experience that. So probably those two guys, and I was excited to see where everybody goes, and just a special moment.
Drake, everyone assumes you're going to be a top three pick, obviously. The teams that we have heard, New England, Minnesota, and the Giants, amongst a couple of others potentially, outside of those three, would you be surprised if you went to another team outside of New England, Minnesota, and the New York Giants?
I wouldn't think I'd be surprised. You know, I'm kind of, you know, I think it's easy to kind of, you know, mock drafts and see, you know, all the same teams picking me in these mock drafts, but you never know what they're really thinking, you know, in some of these front offices. So I'm just ready to go wherever, ready to compete, and ready to get, you know, get to my new city.
You talk about those mock drafts, Drake. Have you been paying attention to those? Have you been kind of tracking to see what teams are rumored to draft you?
Nah, I think, you know, you see them and people, you know, try to send you them, but at the same time, you just worry about what you got going on and those mock drafts. I mean, some people are just taking a shot in the dark. So I think they're all just trying to have a big headline and I'm just worried about, you know, getting excited to go to our new spot.
Along with Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you here on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. We're talking with Drake May, UNC. Obviously, we'll be in the draft tomorrow night on ESPN and ABC and ESPN Radio. What's the one thing that you don't think you do well enough that you wish you were better at coming into the draft?
Coming into the draft, wish I didn't do well enough. I think just enjoying the moment. I think celebrating when good things happen. I'm so worried about, you know, when bad things happen, trying to fix it and how to fix it next time. But I think, you know, whether it's scoring a touchdown or hitting a big play, I think I don't do a good job of enjoying that. And looking back on that, I take too much time worried about, you know, what I messed up, you know, whether it's in the game or in practice, and I just need to move on and worry about, you know, what's good going on. So probably that.
All right, well, let's swing the pendulum the other way, Drake. We've seen all of these mock drafts and write-ups about you and why you're going to be a great addition to a team, but you make the pitch for us. Pitch yourself. What is an organization going to get in Drake May, the player and the person?
Yeah, first off, a competitor just wants to win. I think, you know, it's easy to say you want to win. I just hate losing. I just really want to win and hate losing, I think, and losing just sucks. You know, all the work you put in. I'm a guy to come in, earn people's respect, try to create really genuine relationships, and from there try to turn to a leader. And my on-the-field play, I think, speaks for itself. I can do it all. I can make plays inside the pocket, outside the pocket. You know, can win intelligently. And I'm a smart kid back there and, you know, big 6'5 frame. So I'm just feel like I'm kind of the prototype. You know, you make him in Madden, you know, I think you make him, you know, 6'5", 225, can run around and throw it, you know, don't make all the throws. And I think that's me right here. So.
Well, Drake, guys that hate to lose, usually that translates beyond their sport. So I'm sure it translates beyond the football field for you. Give us a story about when you lost at something that was not football related and you didn't handle it well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got so many stories. My older brothers. I got three older brothers. I think the latest one we were playing, you know, we caught King of the Court in the backyard this past, you know, summer before this past season. And my oldest brother, Luke, plays basketball overseas, and he's hard to handle in one-on-one. So it ends up, I feel like I got a pretty strong arm, you know, chucking the basketball at one of my other brothers. And, I think that's kind of the simplest one. Stuff like that goes on all the time. We don't get as physical anymore because then a fight will break out and someone will get hurt. But, yeah, I end up chucking the basketball at one of their heads pretty hard. So, and the little brother gets beat up. That's obviously me. So. That's usually the case.
he slips in his older brother, Luke. He won a national championship for UNC as like the best player on the team. Yeah. It's okay if you lose to him in basketball. I'm just saying, Drake.
Yeah.
How about
going
into the NFL, I just speak for myself. I love when rookie quarterbacks have a chance to not play early, observe, and learn from someone. How would you handle the possibility of, let's just say, not taking one single snap next year as a starter in the NFL?
Yeah, just grow. Just learn and grow. I think, you know, sometimes I'm trying to prove to them, you know, give it my all that I'm the guy and ready to, you know, be the starter. But at the same time, you know, these GMs and these coaches get paid a lot of money to do what they do. So I'm ready for whatever, learn from a guy and, you know, take, you know, however much time. And so I'm ready. But obviously my job is to go in there and show them that the guy and hopefully be the guy and be the starter and hopefully end up making the playoffs my rookie year. So other than that, I'm ready to do, you know, whatever and just ready to go out there and compete and get to the place.
It's weird to think that a Topgolf outing has played such a big factor in conversation about the draft. The Washington Commanders had this big outing. What exactly happened? Are we making too big of a deal about this? What happened with this Topgolf outing?
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of overblown it. It's just an outing for, you know, us guys on a visit. They brought all of us in at the same time to get, you know, get a chance to interact with each other. And the coaches were still around. We still got, you know, chances to meet them. And then we obviously visited them the next morning and met with them all individually. So you get all your individually time, but just kind of overblowing the fact that people feel like that's all we did is go to Topgolf and we flew out of there. You know, we did more than that and spoke to these coaches and they got to see us, our personalities. So, you I think it was pretty cool thing for me to be around and be able to show, hit the golf ball a little bit and try to take a hack at it.
All right, before we get again about your inner circle, I do have to say one thing. I'm a Patriots fan. So if you get drafted 3 overall, we'll talk on Friday, okay?
How about that? Okay.
To New England, I should say. You're going to get drafted by the top 3. I should have said that.
Clarify that.
If you're a Patriot, we'll talk on Friday. If not, you can talk to someone else, okay? Deal?
Sounds good.
Okay, hey, good. All right, so he's on with us on Friday. He's a Patriot. All right, tell everybody about, again, what you're doing with the inner circle and all of the friends that showed up there on your behalf today.
Yeah, they all, all my friends and family surprised me. Courtyard put it on. Courtyard by Marriott. They put them all in the downtown Courtyard by Marriott and surprised me here at the NFL inner circle for draft night. And they'll be here on draft night getting tickets. And that just kind of what Courtyard's about, kind of fueling people's passions. Fueling fans' passions, through travel. And they flew in, all my buddies and family from across the country for this special moment for me. And just what an awesome experience and surprised me, and they kept it a surprise. So, screw them for that. But other than that, excited to have a good time.
Last thing for you, Drake. Who in that inner circle is going to cry first when your name gets called tomorrow? Or will it be you?
I don't think it'll be me. I'm not, I don't think I'll have a lot of emotions, but I don't think crying, on TV will be one of them. I think my mom, she's been the rock of our family. She grew up with, five boys in the house, four sons, and my dad's basically another son. She got to take care of him. So part of mom, all kind of special moment for her.
Well, Drake, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Enjoy this unbelievable once in a lifetime process over the next 24 hours. And we'll talk Friday if you're a Patriot.
Out. Yes, sir. Sounds good. Appreciate y'all.
All right. There's Drake May joining us here on Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. I will tell you, he feels like a Patriot.
He definitely does.
He feels like a – I don't know. Is Belichick like? Training him for the draft? Is that what just happened here?
He feels like a franchise quarterback, does he not?
Feels like a Patriot.
I don't know. I see him fitting in so well with the Vikings, too.
I agree. I think that interview, he fits in anyway. Everybody would want him. He says all the right things.
He was great.
I can't do this with you, the way you're turning. I know. The way you're sitting, you can't turn your body in this, and you're in CC's seat. Stop. You're scaring me right now.
I'm so high up. And normally I have a little box where I can rest my feet, and I don't have that. So they're just dangling a little child.
Nuno, how happy are you as a North Carolina fan that is what your school just presented publicly like that?
Giants, Joe Shane, get it done. Hopefully the hopefully the Pats are truly in love with J.J. McCarthy. Let's get it done, people.
Oh, he would be great with the Giants.
He and Terrion Arnold. You have two favorites in the draft coming up.
Wish I had a team.
Whatever they go to, that's your team.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.